Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. As a spiritual regression therapist, spirit releasement therapist, and medium, I help my clients to break free of karmic behaviors and limiting beliefs impacting their lives. This free podcast takes you behind the scenes in sessions with my clients as they experience regression sessions and celestial healings, as they access the wisdom of their sub and superconscious mind and witness the unfolding story of their soul. I hope this podcast provides you with inspiration and insights that can be applied to your life. Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast during the Spirit Releasement season. And this week we have a new friend for you on the podcast, and her name is Kelly. Kelly was in the Women Lighting the Way Summit Facebook group when I held a free mediumship session and brought through messages from the afterlife from people who had crossed over. Now, Kelly was in the comments. I was on Zoom and she was in Facebook, so I was streaming into Facebook, and she kept asking if Harold was there. Was I getting a message from Harold? And I definitely wasn't getting a message from Harold. And she seemed quite distressed about this. Also, she was after a little baby named Spirit. And I kept telling her, no, there was no Harold and there was no Spirit. And here's one of the things that I want to bring to your awareness. Sometimes if you're speaking to a medium and you're wanting to bring through a loved one, yes, they may find it difficult to come through because there's a lot of other people that have more urgent messages than yours. Two, they may be busy doing other stuff. And three, it is possible that they haven't crossed over. That's why the medium is not getting them. A medium may have set a personal boundary that they do not wish to deal with earthbound spirits. And fourthly, they may be holding back and hiding because they don't want to give you the message, because they don't want you to find out that they're attached to you. The difference between a message from a spirit, so somebody who you loved who has crossed over and gone to the light, is they are healed. They've received healing and the higher perspective about their life. If you are dealing with a message from spirit, they will not be emotional. You will be, not them. They will not be angry. They will not be the same person that you encountered in lifetime. They will have a higher perspective. They will still present with the same personality, as you may have discovered when we talked to, say, for example, Dennis in the previous season, season 5 of the podcast, but they will have a higher perspective on your relationship and what happened. If you were getting a spirit coming through to a medium who is angry or really still holds resentment to you from what happened in the lifetime, then they haven't crossed. So just a little warning about that. There's a lot of mediums who don't understand that. I'm not disrespecting anybody there, but I've had mediums who have really got the clarity when they've attended these sessions to understand the difference between bringing through a spirit that has crossed and is healed and one that has not come, not actually healed. So spoiler alert, this episode with Kelly, we connect to find out if she has any attachments in the forms of emotions, thoughts, and earthbound spirits. And we also have a wonderful session where she gets to, because we go to the life between life, we get to actually bring in some of the people that she wishes to speak to. So when we started the session, I had a chat with her about how many people had died in her life recently, because that impacts the potential for spirit attachments. And she'd had her brother, her father, and her husband, as well as she had carried a baby to 7 months gestation, and the baby did not survive. So there are a lot of potentials, and I'm really proud and pleased to say that we were able to speak with all of the people who had recently died in her lifetime, as well as clearing a attachment as well. So this is quite the emotional episode for Kelly. In some instances, the sound recording is not the best, so you will have to bear with us. But it is a beautiful, beautiful session, and one of the most powerful in understanding the differences between earthbound spirit and a spirit that has crossed over and healed. And there's also some important messages as to, in some circumstances, why babies don't make it, what the lessons were that they needed to bring to your life as well as their life, to understand the higher spiritual perspective for things that occur in our lives. So I hope you find this session interesting. Please leave me a message on social media or share. I'd also really appreciate commenting and rating the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts or wherever you actually listen to your podcasts. We are a very microcosmic sized podcast, and anybody who takes the time to leave us a rating and a comment on Apple, on Podchaser or Spotify is really, really, really appreciated, as it helps us boost up in the rankings so that we actually appear when people search for podcasts about past life regressions and spirituality and reincarnation. So that is greatly appreciated. It doesn't take very long just to click how many stars you'd like to give the podcast. If I can be of any assistance to you with a soul therapy session, which may or may not include spirit releasing therapy, past life regression, life between lives regression sessions, and also mediumship to hear messages from loved ones from the beyond, then please head to katish.com to book a session or two. Namaste. Take care. Thank you for listening. I will count back from three down to zero. At zero, you will recall or imagine a moment of spiritual strength, like a deep peace, righteous energy, or authoritative clarity. Drifting back with three to a moment of spiritual strength, with two, focusing with one, ready to step back into that moment. Feel the feeling of spiritual strength with zero. Now be there. And in a big voice, Kelly, first impression in that moment, are you inside or outside? Outside, beautiful. Is it morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
And could you please describe the scene and what is happening at the moment?
So at the water and at the beach, and the view is just mind-blowing. And yeah.
Okay. And do you feel a deep connection to the ocean or the land?
It's a lake, and
at the lake,
it's just so incredibly beautiful. And what more could you ask for, kind of thing?
And is it a direct spiritual strength that you have? Is it a connection to be able to almost hear the lake or connect with nature? What is it that you're feeling that gives you this strength?
Just the incredible beauty that Source has created, mm-hmm. that I can just take it in and be there with it. And what more could you ask?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, and what I want you to do is just really soak in that feeling of the beauty and how it makes you feel and how you connect with nature. And when you connect with nature and what Source has created for you, it makes you feel stronger. It makes you feel more connected to Source.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And I want you to choose an image that symbolizes how this spiritual strength feels and looks to you at that moment. It can be a color, a shape, a symbol. If you could represent something for this moment in time, what would it be?
Maybe.
The eagle? Beautiful. Okay. And I also want you to notice where in your body this feeling resonates the most. Do you feel it in your heart, your lungs, your anywhere? Where in the body is this feeling of spiritual strength contained?
Between my throat chakra and my heart chakra.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, so I just want you to lock that feeling in and lock in the image of the eagle. And embed that within you now so you can take it with you and bring this feeling of your spiritual strength back whenever it's needed in your daily life, Kelly. All you have to do from now on is notice that part of your body and bring the image of the eagle, and it will take you back to this time in moment in time exactly, and you will feel this beauty and this strength and connection with Source. Okay, and especially whenever it's needed, you can access it. And today, as we go through issues related to your spiritual strength, sovereignty, and authority over your body, mind, and spirit. What we're going to do now is we're going to invite your spirit guides to be here with you. And you can do this now by sending out the invitation and saying in your mind, I ask for my spirit guides to come and assist me now. There may be one spirit guide or more. It may be a spirit guide you are familiar with or a brand new one just for today's session. Let me know what you sense, see, or hear. And one of the things that you can do, Kelly, is you may see the spirit guides as an energetic form, as a color. You may feel them by holding out your left or your right hand. We may feel them as a sensation of coolness or tingles on a particular part of your body. So spirit guides, I wish you to come closer to Kelly and just one at a time, connect with Kelly and make your presence felt. So Kelly, let me know. You can speak out loud to me and let me know when you feel the first spirit guide. Now, remember, they may not be the preconceived notions of a spirit guide. They can be an animal. They can be a shape, a form, an angel, an archangel, an intergalactic being. They come in all shapes and sizes, all different kinds of names. Can you feel anything there today? You can hold your hand out, your left hand out. And you'll feel somebody take your hand. Do you feel that?
Maybe.
And if you do feel that, can you describe the temperature? Does it feel cool or warm?
Cool.
Cool. Okay. So we'll come back to the cool feeling. What we want to do is to find the spirit guide that feels warm to touch. For the spirit guide who feels warm to touch, please step forward now. I'll call in Archangel Michael for assistance. And asking the warm to touch spirit guide to increase the intensity of their energy so that Kelly can feel and recognize you.
I think there's a fairy.
A fairy? Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we could ask the fairy to step forward, please. So I will just acknowledge and greet you. Hello, fairy. Thank you for coming today, for being here with Kelly. We really appreciate when the fairy realm comes forward. It's such a delight to interact with you and bring such lightness and pleasure to our sessions when we do have fairies from your realm. So I really do appreciate you coming here today. And fairy, if you could give Kelly a name that you would like to be referred by, or a name that's easy for her to refer to you from now on. And Kelly, the first name that comes to your mind, no matter how large or small is the correct name that she would like to be referred to you by. Doesn't matter how ridiculous it seems. Jingle, beautiful. Thanks for coming today, Jingle. And Jingle, how long have you been with Kelly? And again, Kelly, the number of years, days, weeks, centuries, decades, lifetimes is correct. So whatever comes as a number towards your head right now is the correct answer. Just for now? Okay, beautiful. Thank you for coming forward, Jingle. Now, Jingle, can you let me know if there are any other spirit guides here today that we need to introduce Kelly to? Or are you our main guide for today for this session?
Seems like there's someone else.
Someone else? Okay, Jingle, if you could ask them to come forward with strong energy so that Kelly can sense them, please. Kelly, does it seem like a masculine or a feminine energy?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. All right. I keep getting
a fairy energy, but a different maybe type.
Okay. All right. Could the second spiritual being step forward, please, and let Kelly know what name you would like to refer to them by for today?
Troy. Troy.
Troy. Okay. Troy, thank you for coming today. And how long have you been, Kelly?
7 years.
Thank you for coming today. Now, I appreciate both of you being here. What we're going to do is we're going to ask you to assist us and to use your protection and guidance. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually help Kelly do a body scan to identify if she has any of the many forms of attached spirits today, and attached thought forms, attached emotions, any forms of attachments whatsoever that need releasement. And I do know that because we have fairies here today, we get to do this in an extra special way. Kelly, one of the magical things about having fairies around is that they will assist you by using fairy dust. And as you tune into their energy, you will see that they are now sprinkling this dust all over your body, like somebody shaking a cappuccino chocolate over the top of a froth of a cappuccino. And so they're lightly dusting this all over your body now. And as you tune into the beautiful light, tingly sensations of that fairy dust landing all over your body, you will notice that if there is a spot where the fairy dust lands, where there is some energy that is not your unique energy, energy that belongs to Kelly's body, it's going to sparkle pink. What I want you to do is imagine you're floating up high, looking down on your body, and you can see the golden sparkly fairy dust. And then you can also see like an illuminated pink sparkle area. Could you scan across your body and have a look and notice any areas of the body where there might be something that is now sparkling pink?
In the back of my heart chakra.
Back of your heart chakra?
Yeah. Front of the solar plexus.
Front of solar plexus, okay. Anywhere else?
A little bit at the back of my head.
Okay, now let's deal with them one by one. At the back of the heart chakra, I want you to focus your energy and your intention on the back of the heart chakra. And what I want you to do is I want you to focus on if that could have an imaginary voice, if it could say something to you, what does that particular spot at the back of the heart chakra want to say to you? Or do you get a feeling, an emotional feeling? Like sometimes it can be a feeling of injustice, frustration, anger. It might say the word stop, no. Like, is there a... Or you may see an image behind your eyes, a heart chakra spot. It's the sensation that you're getting, the understanding about that pink patch.
Pulling me down.
Weighing you down. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Troy and Jingle to step forward and help us. Now, what we're going to do, Ferris, is if you could bring forward that energy, which is from the back of the heart chakra, and allow that energy to have a voice, because we want to understand if this energy is an earthbound spirit. So Jingle and Troy, either of you can speak and let me know the energy that's weighing Kelly down at the back of the heart chakra. Is this an earthbound spirit? You'll get a yes or a no. Yes?
I think so.
You think so? Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Okay. What were you sorry for, darling? Just how it went, okay. Is there anything that you'd like to tell Kelly that you wish you could change or go back in time and do differently?
I didn't know that was the one round you get.
Anything else, darling? You're safe to express your emotions now. It will help both you and Kelly. I am directing these comments to the earthbound spirit that is currently in the back of the heart chakra in Kelly's body. Hi, my name is Katish, and you are currently residing in Kelly's body. So we are both here today to introduce ourselves to you and to strike up a conversation and find out a little bit about your story, to witness your story, so that we can find out what happened to you and how you took up residence with Kelly. So the first thing that I'd like to ask you, my dear, is what is your name?
Is it Harold, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I got Harold straight away. Yeah. Can you feel the energy? It feels like Harold to you?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm getting Harold. Yeah, okay. Harold? Yeah, it's definitely Harold. Okay, sweetheart. Now, yeah, the energy. It's okay, Kelly. Just release that energy. Harold, we appreciate you coming forward today. We understand your relationship with Kelly, and we understand that you passed away in 2017. It is in the best and highest interest for you to cross over and go to the celestial realms, to heaven, to the afterlife, to receive healing. But it seems like you declined the invitation to follow the light and go to heaven, and you decided to stay behind to be with Kelly. Okay, sweetheart, what we're just trying to do is understand your reasons behind this. You may have decided that you needed to protect Kelly, or that you had something that you needed to see happen, or perhaps you needed to make up for something that happened with Kelly. So this is your chance to have your side of the story told, Harold, so that you can both heal from this situation and we can really hear your story, darling. If you could let me know through Kelly why it is that you didn't cross over at the moment of death. What happened, darling?
He didn't believe me.
Didn't believe that you didn't believe in heaven, or?
I told him to light. Was his grandma?
And Harold, were you afraid of going to the light?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Were you afraid? Did you believe in hell? Maybe. Okay. All right. So, darling, what I want to reassure you is that there is no such thing as hell and that you are perfectly safe to go to the light. Now, what happens is that there is no judgment day. I know that society tells us that you will be punished for your sins, but actually, there's nobody up there doing a big fat review of your life, darling. It's only you who determines how you lived your life and the things that you wish you had done or hadn't done. There's nothing to be afraid of. I just wanted to reassure you about that. So, is there something that you need to express to Kelly that was holding you back? What is it that you needed to tell Kelly? What do you wish you had the opportunity to say to her?
Wasn't that good? It wasn't that good.
What wasn't that good?
The round we got together.
Okay. And sweetheart, did you have fears about the children when you were dying? Is there something that you've now seen since your crossing that you wish to express to Kelly about the way she's looked after the children?
I guess that you're doing as well as anybody can on their own.
Is there any reassurance that you can provide her as she goes through this journey by herself?
Said, I'm sorry that it was hard on me.
Now, Harold, I just want you to know that it's important for you if you're holding any resentment to yourself. I want you to release that now because I want you to realize that you did the best that you could in your lifetime, Harold, okay? I want you to realize that we're all just human beings and we're not perfect. And we're all trying to go through life doing the best we can. And sometimes we just don't do as well as we should have, but it's okay. And it's really important for you to forgive yourself so that you can go towards the light in a few minutes, okay? Harold, are you able to see that you did the best that you could this time around, even though it didn't go the way that you wanted to? Can you see that? Yeah, and can you see that Kelly did the best that she could with the knowledge that she had at the time? Yeah. Okay, so Kelly, are you okay to forgive Harold and release him?
Yes, I forgive him.
Okay, beautiful. All right. Harold, what I would like to do, my darling, is to bring some angels and a light bridge for you to cross over into the heavenly realms. There's nothing to be afraid of. What will happen is that you will walk towards the bridge and the light, and there will be angels to assist you this time. And as you begin to walk towards that bridge, you will feel lighter and brighter. And as you walk up this bridge, you will leave the earthly realms behind and become your spiritual self. When you reach the top of the light, you'll reach the clouds and the angels, and it will be appear as you imagined, only better, more beautiful, more healing, and there will be members of your family there to receive you. By releasing from Kelly and allowing her to move on and forward with her life, you allow her to complete her grieving process. You also allow your children to complete their grieving process, and you allow any of your other earth-bound, alive family members to complete their grieving process. It also helps you to heal as well, darling, and you'll be able to heal in the afterlife. And the angels, I promise, will be there to look after you and guide you and shepherd you to some rest and some healing, okay? So as you go light, go higher and higher, you'll feel lighter and lighter, brighter and brighter. And let me know as soon as you can see or feel or sense the angels. And I want you to let me know as you get higher and lighter and get higher and feeling lighter and brighter. Let me know when you see your family members who are waiting for you.
I can see them.
You can see them, beautiful. All right. So all you have to do, my dear, is all you have to do is you need to just step up and take their hand and give them a hug and send your love and kisses and goodbye to Kelly. And Kelly, you can send your love to Harold and release him. Send him for healing with the angels. He is protected and in good hands now. I can promise you that. And when you feel that he is gone, Kelly, you can let me know that he has transitioned into the heavenly realms. Goodbye, Harold. Godsend, Godspeed. We love you. It's fine to let him go, Kelly. And as he crosses over now, Kelly, he can receive healing, receive lifetime guidance, the life that he has just lived. He will see things in a different light. And if you wish and he wishes, he will be able to act as a guide to you from now on, and he will find ways to communicate with you directly, especially as you continue to strengthen your spiritual skills. So do you feel that shifting from your heart now?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. Jingle and Troy, could you please confirm that Harold has crossed over now?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jingle and Troy. Now, Jingle and Troy, I believe that we may have one or two people that are here ready to speak to Kelly who have already crossed over that have a healing message for her heart today. Can you confirm that you have somebody here waiting for us, Fairy and Troy? Who are you sensing, Kelly? Yeah, okay. So if we could bring this spirit in closer so that Kelly can feel who it is.
That's like my
grandmother? Okay, darling. And what is your grandmother's name?
Elsie.
Elsie. Hello, Elsie. Thank you so much for coming today for Kelly. We really appreciate your time and energy to be here to support her today. And we're looking for some healing messages for Kelly today. What healing message do you have for Kelly today?
Just like hugging me.
Beautiful, darling. Just really accept her hug, sweetheart. Just allow a spiritual being to completely encase you in love, to hug you, and to receive her love. Know that she has never left you, darling. She's always there for you, whenever you need her. And sweetheart, does your grandmother Elsie have a special sign or color or feeling that you can know when she is nearby? A blue jay?
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful. All right. And Elsie, do you have anything else you'd like to impart to her today, or are you going to bring in somebody else that's there with you?
Yeah, I guess she's still going to be my father.
Yeah, I felt your father before, yep. So, Mike, if you could step forward. Yeah, that's Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can feel his energy now, can't you? Feel how powerful that is? Dad giving you a hug, darling?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're his girl. Just receive the love from Dad. And what does Dad want you to know today, darling?
That he's showing me the signs, showing me the signs of him still with me.
Okay. And what are those, darling, just for the purpose of recording so you can remember later on?
The times and the things that come up that make me think of him, the cards, their funeral cards.
Beautiful. And does he have anything that he wants to tell you about how, what he's been noticing, strengths, things that he's proud of you for? Anything that he didn't get the chance to tell you?
He just says to keep going. You're doing fine and just keep going.
Okay. And is there anyone else that your dad would like to bring through today with the healing message?
Yeah, I'm so my brother.
All right, darling. So, James, if you'd like to step forward, please, darling. Make your presence known to Kelly. Don't hold back, James. You can move closer.
He's just hugging me, too. He's just saying about dreams and... I've seen him in one of my dreams. But he played a trick on me in my dream and woke me up, and he's just saying, that was pretty good, eh? And...
He's a comedian.
Metaphorically and physically. That's it.
That's it. Okay, sweetheart. James, is there any chance, do we have any opportunity to bring through Kelly's child? Have you got the child there today, James?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, if you could bring the child forward, please. Okay, Bubba, if you could make your energy known to your mama, please. And Kelly, did you have a name for this baby?
I just named him Spirit.
Spirit, that's right. Yeah, sorry. And what would spirit like you to know about their journey?
Connection to the spirit. The breakthrough.
And is there anything that they need to tell you so you relieve any guilt or emotions related to the fact that they weren't, didn't come full term and become a living baby? What would they like you to know about that so you can release any guilt or anger or?
It was more about lessons for me and Harold.
More about lessons for you and Harold?
Changed our relationship, to change our dynamic.
And is there anything that spirit can tell you to relieve any fear about the process of the pregnancy for spirit? Because being a mother, you have a lot of sets of worries, and you blame your body and you wonder how the baby feels and all things like that. Is there anything that spirit can let you know that is going to help you heal?
Wasn't really meant to be.
Okay. Wasn't meant to be. Yep.
Good. Stress.
Anything else?
We're both okay. It was more just like us. Just a little like between me and him and God.
Has he moved away now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What I would like to do now, Kelly, is I just want to go back to a moment where we sprinkled those healing fairy lights. And I want to take you back to your body, to the front of your solar plexus, where you spotted the other sparkly pink light. I'd like to call in Archangel Michael and Archangel Zadkiel to help us move this energy forward, to give this energy a voice, to let us know whether this energy is a feeling, an emotion, or an attachment, an attached spirit. Archangels, if you could please let Kelly know, yes or no to it being an attached spirit.
No.
No. Okay. Could you tell Kelly whether it is an attached emotion or thought form?
Emotion?
No.
An emotion?
Oh, it's an emotion. Emotion. Okay. All right. So let's focus in on this emotion, which has created itself into a physical presence. What is the emotion, Kelly? Feel into the front of the solar plexus. What emotion has manifested and created itself there?
Movement.
Say that again, sorry.
Movement.
Movement.
I guess it's not an emotion.
Okay, and if it had a voice, what would it want to say to you about why it's feeling dense?
Well, lack of flow.
Lack of flow, okay. Okay, and is there any guidance that this emotion wishes to convey before you release it? What would it say if we could talk to you, Kelly?
Saying, like, give attention to
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to give ourselves permission to move this energy, Kelly. You ready to release this energy?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to ask the archangels to focus their healing rays of light. So we'll bring in Archangel Raphael, please, to focus the green ray. Michael, you'll know yourself whether or not you need the blue ray as well, and also Zadkiel, whether you need the purple ray. And so these healing rays of the archangel are going to transmute and transform this blockage, this energy in your solar plexus. We're going to do some solar plexus healing now. What we have to do is accept and allow the archangels to work their amazing skills and release into and trust their higher knowledge. And then they will transmute and transform that and send that back to source. We ask at the same time, and I don't even have to ask this because they are archangels, that they will heal any after effects of this energy, including healing and any residues of thought or feeling. And we ask them to cleanse your body with light, as I don't need to insult them by asking them to do this. They already know this, but it bears asking that for you as Kelly to have this knowledge that they are cleansing from the space, not only in the solar plexus, but that they will work on immediately as well, the back of the heart chakra where Harold was residing. So just relax into it. Kelly, know that the archangels are working for you, and any and other of the angelic team are working, and they have complete control. And you are may just rest in peace while they conduct this healing. You may see the colors of the rays. You may see green, blue, even yellow and purple behind your eyes as they release this energy. All you need to do is relax and let me know when you feel that they have moved away. This may either be really quick or it may take some time. So I'll just be quiet until you feel that this healing is complete. So we thank the archangels for their assistance. And Kelly, as they move away, I just want you to focus in that spot on the back of your head, darling. Let me know, is that spot still there?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to focus on this spot, and I'm going to ask Michael to just hang around for a moment. And Archangel Michael, could you please let me know if this is a ET?
What else would it be?
Meaning he's being sarcastic, like, of course it is, or no, it could be something else.
It seemed like it.
Sorry?
Subtle sarcasm.
Sarcasm. You'll have to excuse us, Kelly. We have a bit of a banter going on between the two of us, so we work very closely. Two brothers hanging out and, like, punching each other in the arm and going, well, hey, idiot, what do you reckon? All right, thank you, Michael. Appreciate your humour as always. Michael, I'd like you to bring this energy of this ET forward, please, so that I can speak with them. Okay, so I would like to communicate with the ET, as we humans call you. My name is Katish, as you already know, and I would like to communicate with you today. You are in Kelly's body. I'm not sure whether you're an attachment or you have planted a device, but we do know that you are responsible. So if you could step forward and just say g'day, say hello to us. And I would like you to let me know how we can refer to you, my dear. What is the color of light where you come from? Pink. Okay, darling. And I'm just wondering, have you placed a device, a monitoring device in Kelly?
No.
No? How is it that we are sensing your being, your presence? What is it that are you hanging around with Kelly? You personally, physically? What is it that we are sensing and picking up on today?
Group, maybe part of the group.
Part of a group? Okay. Now, Nova, how did you find Kelly? What is your connection?
Thirsty.
Oh, sorry, Kelly, you have to speak up a bit louder. Starseed, you said starseed? Kelly's a starseed? Okay. So if Kelly's a starseed and you're with Kelly at the moment, is that because are you worried about her safety?
Guidance.
You're providing her with guidance? Okay. And expansive ideas? Okay. And did you feel the need, darling, to provide this guidance to Kelly because she requested it or because you are family?
Connections.
So Kelly resided in another lifetime on your location?
She wants to know information.
She wants to know information, okay. And what did you want to know information about, Ellen?
Kelly wants to.
Yeah, I know Kelly wants to, but usually the relay of information and guidance doesn't require physically attaching to her. Humans have actually evolved in technology, ability, and communication skills now. And I'm not sure how long you've been with Kelly, so you may or may not be aware of this. Not insulting your intelligence, darling. It's just that there's been quite an upgrade in the last recent month in human time. How long have you been with Kelly?
Couple months.
Okay. Now, are you aware that you can simply communicate with Kelly via a light language activation? the the preference on Earth here now for universal and human-based spiritual sovereignty is to detach from Kelly and to not have any devices, but to actually continually activate light language activation so that Kelly can receive light codes from you and light language transmissions. And that is the preferred method of communication on Earth now to receive spiritual guidance and downloads of information. Do you understand what I'm saying, darling?
Yes.
Okay. But if there's some kind of activation that you would like to do now or light code display, then I give you permission to do that. And then I'm going to politely request that you retreat and go back to your location in the pink light, because we need to free up Kelly's energy. And you have the knowing that Kelly will be able to communicate with you via the light language transmissions, and I can give her guidance at the end of the session on how to do that. Do you agree?
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I appreciate your cooperation today. So I'll just be quiet for a moment while you receive a light code transmission and a light language transmission, Kelly. You may begin to see symbols and shapes flicker behind the back of your eyelids. Depending upon the form of light language transmission, you may be able to sense energy in your body if they wish you to communicate via movement. You may also feel energy in your hands if they wish you to communicate light language through hand movement and healing hands. Your hands may also have an urge, and you will be able to remember clearly when you wake from the session and be able to draw any of the light codes that you are receiving right now. Light language and light codes are the language of the soul, are understandable in your eternal mind stream, and are not constrained by the human mind. Your human mind does not need to understand these light codes and light language transmissions. So just release any expectations and accept the light codes that are now being transmitted to you. And let me know when that is complete, Kelly. Okay, beautiful. Okay. Nova, I just wanted you to, before you go, could you please let me know if Kelly's under the influence of any DFEs? Yes, okay. All right, thank you very much. We appreciate your assistance today, and we call on the Rescue Spirits of Light to guide you back to the color the Pink Universe back to your home. We request that from now on you transmit all of your knowledge and any assistance required by Kelly via light language and light codes. Kelly, from now on, you will do all of your requests formally via light language and light codes, and that is the way and preferred method for you to communicate for all your spiritual knowledge from henceforth. We thank you and the rescue spirits of light and Nova for your understanding and assistance, and we request healing to happen as Kelly goes to sleep later on, to heal any remaining effects as best as you can. So thank you very much, Nova. You may head back to the pink light, where I know there are people waiting for you and have other important missions to attend to. So thank you very much for that, and we wish you to travel well. Godspeed and blessings to you and all of those in the pink light. Now, Kelly, the last thing here is that we need to call back in the archangels to help you bring forward the other being that is with you. We would like to bring forth to your awareness, and we request our archangels' assistance to shine their healing rays and identify where in your body this other entity is at the moment. What we need you to do, Kelly, is you'll feel some discomfort or an itchiness or a pain or some kind of a heavy sensation where this entity is currently located. So I just want you to notice where the archangels are focusing in, and you'll feel this irritation, agitation, or some kind of a heaviness somewhere located in your body.
Neck.
In your leg?
My neck.
Oh, in your neck, darling. Sorry. In your neck. Okay. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to focus into your neck and the energy that is in your neck. And what we're going to do is we're going to address the energetic being that is actually in your neck. And I would like to address this energetic being. My name is Katish, and you are currently residing in Kelly's body. On Earth, we have spiritual and bodily sovereignty, as also is the requirements in all space, time, and dimensions. So, my dear, I just would like to establish connection today and be respectful and speak with you to find out how we can refer to you today. What is your name? It's time for your story to be told, sorry. We respect all beings and wish to allow them to have a voice, which is clearly why you are residing in Kelly's throat. It's time for you to give yourself back your own voice. We wish to know your story and to witness it. There's no need for you to hide anymore. All we need to do to establish communication is just to have a name.
There's no name.
There's no name. Okay. All right. You may not trust us yet. So, sorry?
It was like
an angry dog?
Yeah.
Angry dog.
You want to hear their story. It was about being angry.
Does it look like a puppy dog or an older dog?
An older dog.
Older dog. Okay, darling.
Like a snarly, angry dog it was at first.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. I know you're there and I know you've been mistreated. I'm really sorry about that. You can have a look into my eyes, puppy. I'll call you puppy just for another name. And I want you to see that I've had many pets over all incarnations, and I want you to see that you can trust me, that I will call in any of my angel and pet-based spirit guides. I have a pet on the other side right now named Ollie, who's been with me many times in many lifetimes. I also have another dog as well. These are my friends, and they're here to help you today. We understand that you're feeling angry due to mistreatment and the way that perhaps a human being has treated you. And I understand that you may not be able to speak in the language that we're used to, but you can communicate thought forms and images and feelings to Kelly, which will show us pictorially what happened to you and how you ended up with Kelly. And then Kelly can interpret that. Because we know that you feel safe with Kelly, and that's why you're with Kelly. So what we're wanting you to do is to paint a picture in Kelly's mind, which shows us when you found Kelly, why you felt safe with Kelly, and then what happened to you, my sweet dog.
To be cared for, and even though it's scary, and he likes the underdog. Just like protection.
And has he been with you for a while, Kelly, or only recently? A while, okay. Just this lifetime? Okay. All right, sweetheart. So, Kelly, can you feel or know or sense the moment in time when he attached to you? What was happening in your life?
Needed some backup.
And so he came to provide that backup for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've reconnected with our spiritual strength and sovereignty earlier in the session, Kelly. But can he now see how just in this one session now you have released a lot of energy and you're feeling really good about yourself and you're moving forward, so you no longer need that backup, do you? What we would love for him to do is for him to go to heaven. There is an animal heaven, and in an animal heaven, animals receive healing. They are reunited with other animals, and they receive healing as well for all of the things that they experienced at the hands of other animals and other human beings in this most recent lifetime as a dog. So it's the most important thing that they go to the light and receive healing. So could you check if he's ready to go to the animal heaven?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, darling. So,
Shadow
is his name?
Oh, aspect. Yeah. Oh, aspect of the protective dog, I guess.
What we're going to do is ask him to look towards the light, and he will see some of my animal friends coming to help him and escort him moving towards the light, feeling lighter and brighter, feeling lighter and brighter, going higher and higher and higher, feeling the release of all energy or negative thoughts and negative emotions that he may have experienced, releasing from you, Kelly, knowing that you are safe and protected and that he no longer needs to be there for you, and that if he wishes, he can communicate with you as a spirit animal guide in the future. So feeling higher and higher, lighter and brighter, going higher and higher up into the celestial realms where there is a spirit guide and angelic being and animal being there waiting for him to cross into the light. So we wish you Godspeed. God send you well on your travels. We love you. And Kelly looks forward to your healing and for you to crossing over into the light. So please release yourself now, darling.
Yeah.
So Kelly, you felt that he's crossed over now? Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah. What we would like to do is we would like to thank him for doing that. We'd just like to call upon the healing spirits of light to heal the spaces left by any attachments today, including the animal. We ask the healing spirits of light to heal any after effects of the attachments today, including healing any residues of thought or feeling. Kelly, I'd like you to scan through your body to find any residues of spirit attachment. This may look like an old frayed rope, an old barnacle, a bracelet or headband, or any object that symbolizes a point of spirit attachment. And if you see anything, I want you to imagine you can create or discover an instrument of light that can fully and finally cut away any remnants of old attachments. This may be like a small, precise lightsaber or a light that flows from the palms of your hands. If there is anything there, I wish you to focus and cut away or dissolve any last cord or symbolic residue of attachment. Kelly, you can assist the healing spirits of light by doing a body scan, visualizing healing spirits sending light to the areas of the body that need it most and throughout your whole body. I'd like you to imagine, visualize, or feel a white or golden light with a healing, loving, wise energy flowing down from the top of your head, down to your face and your jaw, over your neck and throat, down to your shoulders, your back and your core, filling you with a healing, peaceful energy. Let it flow down your spine, through your chest, spreading deeper with every heartbeat and breath, all the way down to your legs, to your feet. We call upon this healing spirits of light to do the sealing light exercise, filling those clean spaces with a golden white light that surrounds the whole body in a healing cocoon of light. Find a central point of light within you. Let this light grow from the central point within you and expand it so it surrounds you and fills every cell of your body. Let this aura of light remain strong for the coming minutes and days as Kelly recovers and prepares fully to integrate this experience. Kelly, as you visualize, heal, or feel the light healing your body, you can also focus your attention on the healing emotions from the stories that you have witnessed today. Recall how your wiser self can see things with calm, clarity, and wisdom, and feel the energies of acceptance, forgiveness, and loving kindness. Kelly, you have done great. For the next few days, reduce your schedule of work and exercise and increase your sleep and relaxation. Each morning and night, practice the exercises of scanning your body, cleaning and healing with the light, and filling and sealing with the light. You are free. The old way is over. Any old attachments cannot control or affect you in any way anymore. Any side effects or residues of spirit attachments, like unhelpful habits, thoughts, or memories, cannot control or affect you in any way anymore. Now, when you look back on the spirit attachments, you can see it from a higher non-dualistic perspective. Perhaps there are no good or bad experiences, just experiences that help us learn and grow a soul. A being that gives us a hard time gives us the opportunity to rise above the challenges, so tough experiences can eventually be a blessing in disguise. You have had the courage to set appropriate boundaries and not be influenced by external entities. You have the confidence and clarity to set your intention to follow your own inner light. You have now shown at a higher level that you can rise above the frequencies of fear, anger, and deception to choose wisdom, forgiveness, and compassion. You have decided to rise above any heavy energies and choose peace. Imagine all the ways the powerful freedom you have attained in this session can benefit you in the future. You can feel great about all you've learned and done today, Kelly. Congratulations. You did great. We thank your higher self and spirit guides for the help, for all the archangels that are always here to assist us, particularly Raphael, Michael, Zadkiel, and all those that we have not named. We ask that they continue to assist clearing and healing any old attachments in the coming days and weeks as we continue to resolve spirit attachments. Now I'll count you up to five, and at five you'll be able to come back fully into the moment, feeling good. Coming up with one, with two, with three, with four, with five. Eyes open, feeling good.